Chapter 3. 2 weeks after the hamper arrived, the children made a second banner. They nailed it to the same place that Peter had put the first. It said, "She is nearly well. Thank you." The old gentleman saw it and waved at the children from the train. When Mother was better, the children told her where all the lovely things were from. Mother was very cross. She was so cross that she started crying. When she started crying, the children started crying too. "I'm sorry, children," Mother said. She stopped crying and said, "You must not tell everyone we are poor and never ask strangers to give you things." The children all promised not to do it again. Mother wrote a letter to the old gentleman to say thank you and say sorry for the children asking him for so much. When the letter was done, the children took it to the station master. They asked him to give it to the old gentleman on the train. The children went to see the porter after the station master. They found out his name was Perks. He was married, and he had 3 children of his own. The children also learned that not all engines are the same. Different engines were built for different reasons. They found out that the train they called the Green Dragon, Perks, called the Snail. "It's always running behind. It's slow like a snail," Perks said. "But it's green," Peter replied. "So is a snail at different times of the year," Perks said. The next day, it was Bobby's birthday. She was sent into the garden so Mother, Peter, and Phyllis could get the house ready for her birthday. She spent her birthday afternoon alone in the garden. She sat and thought what Mother had said when she was ill. "The doctor will have a very big bill I need to pay." When she had thought for a long time, she walked out of the garden to the village. She stood on the bridge over the canal and waited. It didn't take long for the doctor and his cart to come along. "Good afternoon, head nurse. Can I take you anywhere?" the doctor asked brightly.
"No, thank you. I came to see you," Bobby said.
"Is your mother not well?" the doctor asked.
"No, but..."
"Well, jump in and we'll go for a drive," the doctor smiled. When Bobby sat in the cart, the doctor turned the cart around. They went down the road past 3 chimneys. "Now, what is the trouble?" the doctor asked. "Mother told us not to tell everyone we are poor, but you aren't everyone. I know that doctors are expensive, but Mrs. Viney told me you charged her 2 pence a week because she belonged to a club," Bobby said. She was fidgeting in the cart.
"Yes," the doctor said.
"Well, can we be in the club too, like Mrs. Viney?" Bobby asked. The doctor was a poor man too. He was also kind. "Are you cross with me?" Bobby asked.
"Cross with you? No. I will talk to your mother. We will make it right. We might even make a club just for her," the doctor smiled.
The doctor drove his cart to the top of the field next to 3 chimneys. Bobby jumped out and ran home. Peter and Phyllis were waiting for her at the back door. They were both very clean and tidy.
"Go and wash, and when the bell rings, you can come to the dining room," Phyllis said.
Bobby washed her face and put on a clean dress just in time. When the bell rang, she went to the dining room. There were lots of flowers and a birthday cake. Mother, Peter, and Phyllis were all singing to her. It was a song Mother had written. There were little presents on the table too. When they had finished singing, they cried out, "Three cheers for our Bobby!" Then they all hugged and kissed Bobby before she could start crying. "Now, open your presents," Mother said. There was a green and red needlebook that Phyllis had made, a silver buttercup brooch from Mother, a blue glass vase from Mrs. Viney, and a crown of forget-me-nots. Mother put the crown on Bobby's head and said, "Now, look at the table." There were flowers and plates and tea trays which were all laid out in a very strange way. "It's a map of the railway," Peter said. "The wallflowers are the stations. The lilacs are the train lines. This is the train. These are the signal boxes, and this is the road. The red daisies are the three of us waving to the old gentleman on the train." "The pansy is the old gentleman," he explained. "It was Peter's idea," said Phyllis. "This is my present," Peter said. He put the engine he got for his birthday in front of Bobby. It was lined with white paper and was full of sweets. Peter's train was still broken. The next day, Bobby went to get it mended in secret. Mother, Peter, and Phyllis went on the railway to the nearest town. They always went to town to post letters to Father and buy food. Bobby went down to the railway to the water tower. She waited for a train to stop. She tried to call out to the engineer on the train, but he didn't hear her. Bobby climbed into the train. The fireman and the engineer didn't see her. The train started moving. Bobby was very frightened. The train wasn't moving very fast, but it was too fast for her to get off. She grabbed the sleeve of the engineer and gave him a fright. "What are you doing here?" he asked. Bobby started crying. "I tried to ask you from the line, but you didn't hear me. I climbed up to talk to you. I didn't mean to steal a ride. I didn't mean to be an engine thief," Bobby sniffed. "Then what did you want, mate?" the engineer asked. "Can you fix this?" Bobby asked. "Well, well," the engineer smiled. "We only drive trains. We don't know how to fix them. We have a friend who can. We will bring it back in 2 days. Meet us at the water tower."
"Oh, thank you," said Bobby.
The engineer and the fireman taught Bobby all about the engine. When they got to Stacklepool Junction, Bobby got off the train. She got home just in time for tea. The others asked where she had been. Bobby didn't say a word until 2 days later. She took Peter and Phyllis to the water tower. The engineer had the train. It was as good as new.
"Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank your friend too," said Bobby.